fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Firearms Monday, our third hour on Monday, the 7th of June. The prepper tip of the day, food, food, food. If you do the family grocery shopping, you know there's already been dramatic price increases, meat especially, but other things. And the time to buy your long-term storage food is now. The time's a wasting. Get it now while you can. You may want to check out Simply Clean Foods at my website. Everything they offer is non-GMO. Much of it is organic, and they have a special there that will help me also. So you might want to check that out. This is Firearms Monday, and we're working with Sam Andrews to get the word out about the world-class training that takes place at Freedom Center USA. The Facebook, website is freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone number to sign up for classes. If you have a question, answer, get a custom rifle built, 417-718-2597. Sam, if a person wanted to have an AR-15 built with a piston-driven and not get too carried away, maybe a good trigger on it, what would the turnaround time be to have that built, sir, if an order was placed today?
Right now, it's going to be probably 90 to 120 days.
Okay. All right. That's not bad, all things considered. So you have a backlog of orders to be fulfilled, and you're taking orders and building these custom rifles and getting them out the door, aren't you, sir?
I have 20 barrels sitting in my shop that just got back from the Knight Riders that I'm now building in the order that the orders were placed. And, you know, unfortunately, I'm training all month. I mean, we are training almost, I'm teaching almost every day from now until July 4th, and either private or class training. And so I'm working extra hours, probably 15, 16 hours a day, trying to build the rifles for the students that are taking classes. And so that their rifle's ready to go for them when they come to the class. So that's kind of the priority right now. And, you know, I just wish I'd gotten the barrels probably 45 days sooner. I wouldn't have been so full on the training schedule, and I would have had a lot more time to assemble and build these custom rifles. But, you know, I love my life. I get to do a lot of different things. You know, people say you're lucky if you can work at something you love. Well, I get to teach firearm skills. I get to build these really cool rifles. You know, I get to work with night vision and thermal and all of this other technology, and I get to do the research and development stuff, which I love. So, and occasionally I get to take a weekend off and go run a motorcycle around a racetrack. So, I mean, I have four or five things I get to do that I absolutely love, and building perfect rifles is one of my passions.
Well, absolutely. And if you want a perfect rifle, Sam's the man to call. And I've lived my life in a very similar fashion, doing things I love. You know, when I was laying on my belly during the Tet Offensive, young men tend to make promises when deals with God, and I was no different. I promised God that if I was allowed to live through this thing, that I would do important things with my life that had important consequences, not knowing at the time that I would become a homicide detective, not too distant future from that, security professional, and eventually a radio talk show host. But that's the deal I offered God at the time, and so far I've lived up to my end of the bargain, Sam.
Well, John, you've helped so many people, including a number of people in my family and myself. I can honestly testify that you have done an awful amount, just an incredible amount, honestly, to live up to that promise, and I'm proud to call you a friend. I can tell you that for sure.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, the training coming up, ladies and gentlemen, you need to check it out. This is world-class training with individual attention. Now, that's what's so unique and special. I've watched these instructors go through their paces with no students present, and these guys are the real deal. I watched one of these instructors shoot with a handgun from about 7 or 8 yards away, shoot 3 shots through one hole. Now, there's very few human beings that can do that. From a standing position, especially, not prone, not sitting from a rest, but a standing position. And his skill set is not that much different than the other instructors, is it, sir?
No, you know, when we first got this core group of instructors together, everybody kind of had their specialty. You know, Luke's an Army sniper, and Brandon's a counterterrorist security forces Marine. And so, you know, Luke has these tremendous skills with the sniper weapon system, and Brandon had these incredible skills with a pistol and an AR M4 type weapon system. And, you know, so we got this very, you know, the SEAL team guys, like our 6 gold guy and our teammate guy, and, you know, they all have their specialties where they're really, really good. But what was so neat about bringing this core group together is that by watching the other instructors, these men are so high quality that if one of the other instructors had a really high skill level with a particular weapon, all the other instructors studied him and started learning from him, and all of a sudden their skills came up in an area where they hadn't previously been super, super high, right? And so this sort of culture has developed here where our instructors are now our top pistol guys are now really good with a rifle and our top rifle guys are now really good with a pistol. And so it's been an interesting dynamic, and they're competitive. You know, part of the reason those guys are so good at what they do is because they're competitive and they're high quality individuals. They have a very high quality consciousness, and they're just thirsty for knowledge and skill. And that competitiveness combined with that thirst drives them to not get beat by the other instructors. So when the instructors get together and train, there's a lot of competitiveness going on there, and a lot of stuff the students don't see. But these guys work really, really hard at being absolutely top-notch, and they really are.
They are, without a doubt. Well, my recent addition to the Freedom Center was to set up a complete coffee corner for the students while they're in class. And I asked one of the instructors to be in charge of keeping it squared away, and he accepted that assignment. So now the students have fresh hot coffee when they want it, don't they, sir?
Yeah, that's fantastic. And we had some students utilizing that this weekend, that's for sure.
I bet. We got a couple of calls on hold. First, we have Thomas in Texas. Good morning, Thomas.
Hey, John. Hey, Sam. Thanks for the words. All I have is comments today. Just, you know, I appreciate the time I spent with you guys. John, I appreciate the knowledge day by day. All I can say is on the training, for anyone who hasn't taken it, it is words really can't describe it. I mean, from everything where, like, I'm watching, I mean, I've learned so many techniques. Like, I'll watch a movie, and I can, like, in some ways, sometimes instantly decipher. You know, I'm far from it. Like, you know, nothing close to like a tier one, but I know the stuff, and like certain things you can just tell there's multiple reasons for doing it this way. Like economy of motion sums up one thing I've heard Sam say before. I mean, more than just the incredible experience, I mean just the insight, the wisdom, you do leave as a different person, and it there's so many ways it can apply in other aspects too. I've been better for it, and in my opinion, anybody else who goes for training, they'll be better for it no matter what.
Hey, Thomas, let me ask you a question. Great to hear your voice, brother. When you left here after training at the Freedom Center, what happened to your confidence level with a firearm?
Well, the second class, when I took the urban vehicle one, that one, it shot up. I mean, I just instantly knew that I was able to defend my family. Now, after the first class, I was overwhelmed with what I didn't know, with what I was not able or not aware to do. And so I said about it, it just really spurned a lot of motivation to practice. So after the first class, I was like, I'm not ready to defend my family. After the second class, I was like, I'm more than ready, and I'm ready to keep going. And the first class really made me want to work for more. It made me aware of what I didn't know in some ways. But after the second class, I can't describe it more than a two or three fold general confidence.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's one of the things, John, that we hear often in the comments after the class. Like last night, we had a student, really smart guy. He's a vice president of a bank, a large bank. And he was in the class, and he said, I've been putting off training for such a long time. And my wife asked me, she's not a gun person, she asked me one day when she saw me cleaning my pistol, she's like, oh my God, you have a gun out. Are you like really good with those, aren't you? You know what you're doing. You can actually defend us with that, right? And he looked at her and said, oh yeah, yeah, I'm good. I can defend us with this. And he said, I felt terrible for lying to my wife because I really wasn't very good, and I really wasn't confident about my ability to defend myself with that gun. And now that I've gone through this training, I can look her in the eye and I can say to her, in all honesty, I can absolutely defend us. I can handle this thing. And I think Thomas is sort of on that same track. When you've been through the level of training that we put people through, your confidence level at some point is going to skyrocket because you realize how much better you are.
Yeah, and I know, Sam, I want to keep going, but I need a team. But I'm waiting for my sons to get up to speed. And as a side note, today's our first, we're signed up for Muay Thai and kickboxing, and my kids are old enough to do that, so we're going to go through some of that. But the moment they're awesome. Both able, we're gonna go for this. We're going to start from the beginning, of course, but then we'll keep moving to the team portion of it. But, I can't emphasize like how much that the second class, the urban vehicle tactical, that one was just really eye-opening. I mean, I was sufficiently prepared. There's a funny joke. I don't know if I should say it on air, but Brandon is hilarious. He feels like family. I can't lie. And I don't know, just all you guys are like more than just really observant. You're able to see how people tick instantly. And it's a good environment. And I don't mind getting my balls busted here and there. And I mean, it's a sign of endearment when you're the butt end of a joke, because then you're being accepted. But the whole thing, I mean, just it's welcoming. It's fun. It's wisdom growing. So forth.
Well, I sure appreciate that, Thomas. And thanks for the kind words. You know, one of the requirements of our instructors is that they're masters at reading people. I don't care if you're on SEAL Team 6 Blue or Gold or whatever. If you can't read people and you can't communicate effectively and you can't teach, I don't need you at the Freedom Center. We have really, really high standards. And as far as reading people, where are they at in the moment? Are they nervous? Are they excited? Are they depressed? Are they upset at their own performance? You know, wherever they're at, Brandon is probably, of all the instructors, is probably the best at reading someone quickly and giving them what they need to move forward and make improvement. He's really a master at that. So I agree with you on that, Thomas.
I'll try to keep PG. This is the story. I've been looking forward to shooting through the window to the point where I even had a dream with my late grandmother, like, hey, I'm going to shoot through the window. It was just on my mind. And then we finally did it. They said, who wants to go first? And I quickly raised my hand. And then the second vehicle, like, who wants to go first? And they looked at me and said, no, I'll let somebody else pop that cherry. That's what I said. And then the other guy, Dave from San Antonio, had said, well, it's been a while. So he went, since I popped it. And then Brandon's like, you better be, dirty old man. So that was, it was just hilarious, like perfect timing, perfect joke. But that was in the second class.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with the students, you know. We different classes produce different types of humor. You know, if we get a bunch of salty blue-collar concrete workers, you know, the humor gets a little off color and a little bit much for maybe a classroom of ultra-conservative Christian people that, you know, walk a narrow path with their language. And so reading the class, knowing who's there, who's not there, and getting them to the point where they can relax and learn. Because you learn best when you're relaxed. If you're anxious or nervous or tense, you're not going to absorb the knowledge at the rate we would like you to absorb the knowledge. And we want you to absorb as much knowledge and get as much skill transfer as we can possibly do in the time period that we have you. And so it's a big thing for our instructors to know how to get people to relax and start enjoying themselves, because that's when they really learn at their best rate.
I think the last thing I have to say is that also you get really good feedback. So Sam, like, as you know, on the first class, I was really stressed out. I mean, just a lot of stuff going on. And you had suggested take mushrooms, take ashwagandha, and a few other things, but ashwagandha alone, I mean, really helped. So by the time I was in the second class, I had already incorporated some of these pointers, this feedback, and I was much different mentally. And I know how you said, if you're under too much stress, your cortisol's too high, you simply won't use the testosterone you have. And so that's just the point, is that the feedback you'll get will be pertinent and practical.
Yeah, we had a student yesterday when we talked about diet and how that affects your performance and your ability to respond and your ability to stay in the fight and not go into oxygen debt. And we started talking about diet, and I mentioned the book, The Plant Paradox by Dr. Gundry. This guy got, Dave got the most incredible look on his face, and I was really curious. I was like, what are you thinking, Dave? I just mentioned this book, and you had this like reaction to me mentioning the title of a book. He looked at me kind of sheepishly, and he said, you know, my wife's had that book on the kitchen counter for months, and she's tried to get me to fix my diet, and I've never read the book, and now I got to go read the book, and she's going to be really happy when I told her you mentioned the book and that I need to read it.
Well, that's all I got, guys. Sam, I appreciate your time. John, thanks also, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Thomas, thank you. Have a great week, sir.
Bye.
All right. Thank you. Excellent call. Excellent, excellent call. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, guys. Sam, I've been thinking about something as far as learning how to range. And I know you use a lot of those real high-end scopes. And I'm curious, I hear the music, I think. Is that coming up, John?
It will be soon here. Just continue for right now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Okay, yeah. Anyway, so what I'm wondering, Sam, is there a way to use a duplex reticle in a normal, say a normal 3-9 scope that a guy has on a hunting rifle to be able
to
do
that question
some good ranging?
I'll answer that question after the break.
Okay.
Yes, there is.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Monday, the 7th day of June. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, a great $50 discount on each individual piece of equipment to protect your car, your home, your generator at thelibertyman.com. Kyle, are you still with us?
Yep, I'm here. Yep. So, Sam, what I'm thinking is a regular, say it's a plain old Leupold 3-9 with a duplex reticle scope. And if somebody was going to try to learn or try to figure out a way to use it to range, say, an elk or whatever, you could use whatever distance or height you would want and come up with that, and then figure a way to do, you'd have to be able to, obviously each gun's going to be a little different, but the bullet drop of something along those lines and get within, a 12-inch square, say, say 600 yards.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're trying to do. Okay. Now, here's the question. Do you want to be successful at it? Of course. Right? Right. Yeah. So here's the problem. So there are a lot of people that use mil dots. to range with. Mildots are 3.44 times larger than a minute of angle. So when you use a mildot reticle, you literally have your precision is almost is 3.5 times worse than it is with an MOA reticle. Okay. Now a duplex reticle, your precision for ranging is going to be 10 times, 20 times worse than a mildot. Can it be done? Depends on how flat your trajectory is. Here's the thing. So when we range with mildots, a really skilled guy can range something like plus or minus 10 to 15 yards. So if we've got a target at 550 yards, he'll get an answer somewhere between 540 and 560 yards. And with a 308 or a 762, that's accurate enough to kill a human or an elk. Okay? This is this now the problem lies with the duplex. Your scale is much bigger. So if you've got that 550 yard target, you may only reliably be able to range that somewhere from 500 to 600 yards. Now, depending on how flat your trajectory is, you may or may not be able to kill that target with that level of error in your range estimation. And so the devil is in the details of your question. The answer is in the details. It's going to depend on how flat a cartridge you're shooting, how flat your trajectory is, how big an object you're trying to shoot is, and how precisely you can use that duplex reticle. So you have on a duplex reticle, you have the point of the fat part of the reticle where it comes down to the thin line, right?
Yep.
You have the crosshair, and then above that you have another point which is the same distance from the crosshair as the one below, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so what you're going to have to do is take something that you want to range. Like if it's an elk, take a yardstick, a 36-inch yardstick, and paint it orange on the ends, the half inch above and below orange. Okay, so it's easy to see. Stick your scope on max power because it's probably second focal plane if it's a simple duplex. Stick it on the highest power. Stick the yardstick out at 100 yards and see where the points of your reticle come. See where they touch relative to the ends of the yardstick. Now, you're going to have to see how it subtends relative to 36 inches. And an elk is 36 inches from his belly to his back, at least a bull. So cows are around, but an elk's going to be about 36. And you're just going to have to see. So let's say, for example, you get lucky, and this 36-inch yardstick, which represents a belly to the back of an elk, let's say it fits perfectly between the points of your duplex. Or let's say it fits perfectly between the crosshair and a point on your duplex, okay? Something that's really obvious and really simple, and it's a good match. Okay, now, if you're at 100 yards and that yardstick goes from the point of the duplex to the main crosshair, if you're looking at an elk and from the belly to his back it goes from both duplexes, he's 50 yards away, not 100 yards away, right?
Right.
And if the elk is half the height from the point of the duplex to the reticle, the elk is now 200 yards away. If he's a quarter the distance between the point of the duplex and the reticle, he's now 400 yards away. You see how that works?
Yep.
The problem is the duplex to the crosshair or the duplex to the duplex is such a large distance that it's going to be very difficult to range anything with any real precision past 200-300 yards.
Okay. So let me ask you one other question, Sam. If a guy is going to change, like I'm going to be using, say, a 30-06, and my hunting rifle is, say, a lever-action Browning 30-06, okay. And at 100 yards with that gun on a bench, I can shoot about a half-inch group with my hand loads. And I have shot it out to 300 yards off of a bench. Yeah, I'll wait till after the music here. The
okay.
Commercial.
I'm with you.
Okay.
All right. We have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state, from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 7th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, information that will entertain you, educate you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. There's a lot there. You need to check it out. You can spend a lot of time there at my website. And of course, we're getting caught up on energy cleaner back orders. It's been a challenge getting these microchips in, nationwide challenge, worldwide challenge, quite frankly, but Mr. Berryhill, manufacturer, he's got a lot of contacts in the industry, so he's getting what he needs. And if you have issues with arthritis pain, well, order your energy cleaner. We'll get it packed up and out the door as quick as we can. If you have issues with sleep, same thing. We'll get them packed up and out the door just as quick as we can. Your energy cleaner and your mattress pad. You can place your order using PayPal at my website at libertyman.com. You can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews. The telephone number down there, it will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon, is 417-718-2597. Kyle, we were caught off by the break. Let's continue, sir.
Sure. So I zero my rifle in at 200 yards, and I've hunted so long, and I'm really good at yardages up out to about 300 yards, guessing pretty close, but I don't even really have to worry about it, because in a hunting situation, you know, sometimes you've only got, you know, 3 or 4 seconds to get a gun up and get a shot off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the thing that I'm used to this one rifle really well. I've had it a long, long time. And so I've killed elk out to 480 yards with one shot. So I understand that part of you know, you can set your rifle up. If you're set at 200, you're going to get them at 300. 480, what I counted on was at the top of their back. This cow, I had a cow tag in this area. Anyway, and I put it on top of her back, and she ran about 40 yards and dropped dead on a hammer. So those
so
kind
Kyle,
of things
what,
I know.
What bullet are you using?
Well, where I was going with this is I'd like to be able to figure out a way, if I could, with this duplex reticle, to be able to get out to like 600 or 700 yards if necessary. For this, if I realize that we're dealing with a large area there, but I'm wondering, is the only way to do that to change scopes? And if I do have to change, if I change scopes on this, is there a somewhat economical way to do that, to change that out?
Well, honestly, what you're trying to do, you should have an MOA reticle. I would go buy a Night Force SHV. Get yourself a, I think it's 4 to 16 power SHV. You don't have to buy the 5 to 20 power. That's more expensive. But I would go get an SHV with an MOAR reticle. And then everything you're talking about becomes simple and easy. Okay?
All right.
Right now, you're trying to build a reflection mirror for a deep space telescope with a piece of sandpaper and a sponge. Do you understand?
Oh,
what I'm
my
saying?
Goodness! I know exactly what you're saying, Sam. I love the way you come up with stuff. It cracks me up.
Can you do it? Yeah, if you take your time and you work for the rest of your life, you could probably get it worked out. But when you could buy a MOAR reticle and a Night Force scope, stick it on the rifle, zero the rifle at 400 yards or 500 yards rather than, and then use the reticle above the main crosshair to hold for shorter distances and have exact hold points at 500, 600, 700, 800, 750, 850, have reticle tick marks for exact hold points to the longer ranges and have it all worked out in about 30 minutes at a range. Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, do you know offhand what that Night Force SHV runs general cost?
Sure, I can give you that answer pretty quick. It's important to understand, you know, that when you're trying to do these things, there are tools that are made to do that. And, you know, I'm not trying to say you're the kind of guy that would roof a house with a brad nail hammer that you build fine furniture with, but that's kind of what you're talking about doing, right? You know, you wouldn't build furniture with a sledgehammer, would you?
No, right.
So,
I'm just trying to, I guess, figure out a way that a guy could, a guy in a hard situation, because I know there's other people listening out there that, I mean, I don't have a lot of money, and I've had a lot of setbacks in my life, houses burning down and things like that, and so trying to come up with, you know, $2,000 for a scope is a real hard chore. If I could come up with the money, I would be down there taking those classes every chance I could get. I'd go down there and camp and take, you know, a month if I could, but it's just being able to take that time, you know, to do it. But I was just trying to figure out a way. If there was
spend $2,000 on a scope, you can get a scope that'll work really well for less money. Let me see if I can find you the exact scope. I'm scrolling on the website right now. I should have it here in just a second. There's one. Okay. So this scope, it's called a Night Force SHV. It's 4 to 14 by 56. It's the less expensive model with the MOAR reticle, no illumination. You see it on the web for about $995. If you call sportoptics.com and ask them for a deal, they may give you $50 or $100 off that. So for $900, you can get a reticle designed to do exactly what you want to do. You can zero that thing at 300 yards, 400 yards. Probably 400 would be the best zero for the main crosshair with your 30-06. And then you can use these one-minute tick marks all the way above the main crosshair to shoot anything closer than 400. And then with your 30-06, you're going to be roughly 3 minutes. You're going to use a third-minute tick mark for 500. You're going to use probably the third-minute tick mark below the main crosshair for 500, and you're probably going to use the eight-minute tick mark below for 600, and so on. But you're going to have to use that hand load and map your trajectory and figure out which tick mark works for each range, and then just memorize your reticle. It's pretty easy to do. You can do it in a day or two, a couple of practice sessions. And now you've got a tool where you don't have to worry about wounding an animal. You can focus on reading the wind, which is what you should be doing in those longer shots anyway, is getting a good wind call and breaking the shot when the wind is blowing at the speed you're estimating it at. That's a timing issue, right? And so by getting the right tool in your scope, the right reticle, it allows you to focus on what you need to make those 400, 500, 600, 700-yard shots. And I wouldn't shoot an elk past 700 with a 30-06. You're getting into a marginal level of energy for an animal that size.
I agree. One last question, and you kind of touched on it there already. I have had, over the years, one time I bought a rifle at a gun show because I used to buy and sell guns and had my FFL and stuff like that. And I bought a rifle that had a illuminated reticle on it. And I took it out in the evening, just before sunset, and turned that reticle. I don't remember the name of the scope or anything like that, but I turned the reticle on at the lowest possible power, and it was still too bright. And I was wondering, do you use a lit reticle at all?
So when you're in the daytime, a standard reticle works great. When you're in the nighttime, the thermal works best. And there is about an 8-minute window in the morning and an 8-minute window in the evening where the light is a little too bright for night vision and a little too dark for a standard reticle, where if you're not in a tactical situation, because the lit reticle will give you your position away, but in a hunting situation for animals that don't shoot back, the lit reticle, there's about a 7 to 8 minute window, depending on the light conditions and the cloud cover and how high the sky is, that kind of thing, where a lit reticle can actually be useful. But it's a very short window of time. It's usually outside the legal hours for hunting big game. Mm-hmm. And it's so limited as to not really be that useful. But there is that little time window. You know, you can use thermal day or night. But back when we only had night vision and regular day scopes, there was that 7-minute window where the lit reticle was useful. But nowadays with modern thermal, when it gets 10 minutes from being too dark to use your regular reticle, you go to your thermal and that's all. If you don't already have your thermal on the gun, because you can use that day or night, unlike night vision, which is only useful in the dark. So I'm not a huge fan of lit reticles, A, because they give your position away, and B, the time that they're actually useful is very narrow.
Excellent. All right, gentlemen, thank you. I just had some questions. I was kind of waiting to see how many more people were going to call in, but not very many people did, so I had some questions. I figured, well, I'll just put it out there.
Okay. Great call, Kyle. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kyle. Have a great week.
Call numbers.
You too, Sam.
Thank you, sir. 512-248-8252. Well, Sam, every week we put out more valuable information. Sam, I went to my first gun auction as an adult. When I was a boy, my mother took me to the St. Louis City Police Department where they auctioned off the recovered guns. That was more than 50 years ago.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. But this auction in Doolittle, Missouri had more than 300 firearms, and about 300 men and some women showed up to offer bids.
Wow.
And it was an education for me. I sat next to an experienced trader and watched him, and I followed his lead. And I got a couple of pieces I was looking for at competitive prices. I was glad that I went. And I'll probably attend again. It's a cultural and social event for me. I always see people I know at these events. And I encourage people to go to gun auctions and learn about the firearms, see the different firearms out there, and then do your homework about the firearms you're interested in so you don't overbid and get caught up in the whole culture of a auction where you become competitive and bid more for the firearm than it's worth. Right, Sam?
I've seen people do that at auctions a few times. It's kind of entertaining, actually. But
yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. It's sort of like, I'm not going to let this guy get this gun. It's going to be mine. I don't care what it costs. And
yeah, if you've got one good piston-operated AR and a good handgun and a good thermal sight and a good RMR for your pistol, I would say go to gun auctions and have fun.
Absolutely.
But if you don't have those fundamental things, you better get that stuff in place before you start going to auctions and buying cool stuff.
Absolutely. I was a bit surprised at these century-old European bolt-action rifles in odd calibers bringing the money they were bringing. But and I also recall as a boy, a department store in St. Louis, famous bar, in the 1950s, they had these cardboard barrels full of British Enfield 303s for about $15 a piece. And now these same rifles are going for $500 a piece, which I find rather shocking.
Yeah, that's really interesting. You know, I'm not a collector of guns. I have a couple of tactical rifles that vary. You know, people ask me all the time, well, what guns do you have? Well, it's really simple. I have a couple of piston-operated ARs for close quarters battle. I have a couple of gas impingement ARs that are precision weapon systems. They're the large frame like the AR-10. And I have a 30 Wolf and I have a 50 cal. So I don't have a safe full of guns. I mean, I have probably 7 rifles that are useful on different hardnesses of targets and are different weights and used for different ranges. And then I have a couple of pistols, tactical pistols. I have an FNX 45 and a 9mm, the 509 FN. And I have a couple of shotguns. And other than that, you know, I can shoot anything in North America from the .223 through the .308 to the .260 improved to the 50 cal, right? There isn't anything I can't cover with 4 rifles. There isn't any hunting situation or tactical situation that I can't cover with an AR-15, an AR-10, a 30 Wolf, and a 50 BMG.
Well, the gun culture has dozens of different subcultures, doesn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you know, these guns, these collectors, I mean, they're only worth what someone will pay for them. As soon as they go out of vogue, their price will drop, you know, 70%. But there's so many gun collectors right now. And that if you've got these interesting pieces that people want, you can really get a lot of money for them.
That's right. That's right. And like any other segment of investing, and that's what we're talking about here, you need to educate yourself, become very well informed before you pay a lot of money for something well in excess of its true value, correct?
We have a really good shooter. Yeah, absolutely, John. We have a really good shooter, a member at our range, at the Freedom Center range, and he does a little bit of collecting, but he's a long-range shooter and a good precision long-range shooter, an expert hand loader. One of the smartest guys at our club, and he had an old Mauser action custom made with a match barrel 8mm Mauser on a full Mannlicher stock, and he was tuning a load for that yesterday at the range. So you see some really neat stuff occasionally, and some of it's custom, some of it's original condition, but it's all interesting to see what different engineers and different people do with their custom stuff. It's a lot of fun.
It is. And you want to be part of it? Well, check out the website. Here's the website, freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. The training schedule is posted up to the end of August. Is that accurate?
It is. It is. We have most of the classes that we're holding. Now, we have private training and other special things that aren't listed on the website. So if you have special needs and our schedule doesn't meet your needs, give us a call anyway. We'll figure something out for you.
We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it when subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world with all its power and might steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. About to wrap up Firearms Monday here. One last time, you want to get a custom rifle built, sign up for training. Beginning Wednesday afternoon, Sam will be answering the telephone at 417-718-2597. Sam, in your family, who does the grocery shopping? Is it you or your wife, or do you split the duties?
I would say my wife probably does about 80 to 90%.
Okay. Has she commented on increasing price of food or availability or either?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's, fuel, food, lumber, all of these basic things has gone up 30 to 300% since Biden took office.
Well, it's only not even half a year yet since he took office, and that's very dramatic. I just read this morning that two steel mills west of Mississippi are out of commission. One had a massive explosion, completely destroyed. The other one's down for several months. So we can add the availability of steel to the growing list of shortages, can't we, sir?
Well, I'll give you a quick example. My wife and I tried to buy some 6-foot chain link fence for the backyard to redo the fencing in the backyard. And all our fence manufacturers, the particular gauge fence with the vinyl coating that you want is not available. It's all on ships from China sitting out in the Pacific Ocean, not allowed to come to port. And they are literally trying to destroy this economy and the businesses in this country, and people better wake up. It's not going to go a whole lot longer, and they're going to use, something I reminded a bunch of Hagman listeners last night, their Patreon group. I said, let's talk about Hitler and Pol Pot and all these people. Who killed the most people? And the answer is Mao. And what was his weapon? Starvation,
right.
If you think these people that are trying to destroy this country aren't going to go after the food supply and the logistical mechanisms that provide food and water to people, let me tell you, they're going to attack food and water. You better have water stored in your house, and you better have plenty of stored food, or things are going to be really hard for you.
Absolutely. Well said, Sam. Any final comments? We've got less than 60 seconds here.
Well, when we attacked Baghdad in shock and awe, 12 hours later, you couldn't trade with Iraqi money. You couldn't buy anything. No one would accept Iraqi currency. The only things that people would trade for were food, water, fuel, running vehicles with fuel, ammunition, and guns. So if you're buying anything in the next couple of months, buy beans and bullets.
There
John,
you go.
Let freedom ring. Have a great
Thanks,
week, sir.
Appreciate it. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaners, and your oils now while you can. Your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever good for guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com.
We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.